I have the great pleasure of having Senator Phil Fortunato with me now. Senator, good you could join us. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Sorry, I got a little held up by the governor here.
No, you tell Phil to take a break. He never wants to come on the show. In fact, next time you see him, say, why is it you don't have the guts to go on the Lars Larson show on all our great Radio Northwest network stations, but Phil Fortunato from District 31 does?
Yeah, well, there you go. He actually runs away from me, so it's kind of hard to catch him.
Oh, so when you do catch him, you want to hang on to him as long as you can. So you'll have to tell us about that in a moment. Are we ready to see businesses in Washington State turned into vaccine police?
Well, I mean, that's the rule right now. And, you know, the Tacoma News Tribune did an article bashing the city of Bonnie Lake for passing a resolution saying that they were basically a sanctuary city for vaccines and masks, saying that they would not do anything to force anybody to have a vaccine or require businesses to have a vaccine or penalize people for masks. I mean, it's a resolution. They don't have the power to actually go against the state law, but it does send a message that they support their constituents. And the News Tribune got on their case and started bashing them and saying, we're hoping that other cities don't pick this up. In the meantime, I sent the thing to every other city and said, you need to be considered doing this to represent your people, because you're having, you know, not only is the government telling businesses that they have to be vaccine police, but in addition to that, your businesses telling employees that if they don't get vaccinated, they will get fired. Now, I got a problem with that. You're telling me that I have to inject something into my body in order to keep my job that I may disagree with? And then you have all this vaccine discrimination where a woman goes to her daughter's graduation. She gets there early, wants to sit in the front row, and they tell her, no, the front rows are reserved for vaccinated people. You have to sit in the back of the bus if you're not vaccinated. I mean, so you're getting all this vaccination discrimination going on in addition to businesses don't want to do this. And I want to know where in the heck all these people are, my body, my choice. Where are all those people? Where are all the people screaming HIPAA violation? You can't ask me if I'm vaccinated or not. Where the heck is that right? I mean, this is the thing that's going out the window. And, you know, when the planes hit the World Trade Center, I said to my son, this is going to be the test of freedom versus security. Well, that's not it. This is it.
This is it. And I agree with you, because do you remember, I remember in the early days of AIDS, there were big concerns saying, hold on, you can't ask people if they have AIDS. Even the Red Cross, you know, they would kind of tiptoe around the subject. But to have heard all those privacy arguments then, and then when it comes to abortion, the privacy argument is raised, even though privacy is never mentioned in the U.S. Constitution. And then turn around and a pandemic shows up, and we've had pandemics before, and all of a sudden your privacy goes right out the window. Senator Phil Fortunato, who occasionally talks to Governor Jay Inslee, hold on, if he's still on the line, Senator, what did you and the governor get to talk about? What did you ask him about?
Well, he was actually out here at a small little town of ours that dedicated a skateboard park called Bacon and Eggs, and it's a destination place for skateboarders. So while he was out here, I was hitting him up for a plaque for the city of Wilkinson, because they furnished the sandstone for the Capitol building. And so, I mean, it's a nice community event, but you know, it would have been nice if it was switched around. And I could have induced him as the former governor.
That would be very nice. Maybe that'll happen anyway. Thanks very much.